What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays, and we have a big offer for you. If you're a new BetMGM user, all you have to do is deposit $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description of this video. If you do that, you will get 3 free months of Awesomeo Plus Platinum. That covers everything we have to offer, every sport in daily fantasy, in just regular fantasy football and betting. Everything that we have, you would get access to. You really can't beat it. Plus, you get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 upon deposit. Terms and conditions apply. Now hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, because today we're talking week 3 Sunday NFL football.
Best bets of the week, a lot of games to choose from. The thing I like, we're starting to get some data points. We've seen these teams a couple times now. We got some injury news, a lot of things to dive into. I've got 2 that I really like. I believe you have 1. So I'm going to stick with the tradition. I'm going to lead things off if you are ready to go.
I'm ready to go, but now I just can't stop hating myself for saying NFL football, National Football League football.
I didn't even hear it.
It's been bugging me for 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's bad. Well, I'm going to right this ship with my first pick. I like this bet a lot. And it's kind of I don't even want to say game theory, but I want to talk through this with you right now. I'm going to the Titans -5.5 at home against the Colts. And this is a situation where I am interpreting this line as Carson Wentz being in. I think that if he was ruled out and Jacob Eason was confirmed the starter, this would cross a touchdown in favor of the Titans, of course. So what I'm kind of telling myself is, okay, if Carson Wentz plays, I like this line. I think the Titans are a better team. They're at home. They had a big time comeback win after a gut punch in week 1 against the Seahawks last week. Derrick Henry is rolling. Colts are a fine team, but they've struggled and now they're on the road. That's all if Carson Wentz plays. I kind of feel like I have a free roll going on because he's got double sprained ankles and I think he's possibly not going to play. If that happens, I'm going to beat this line by multiple points. So the way I'm looking at it, if everything doesn't break my way, I still like the line -5.5. If Wentz is limited, if Wentz is out, I have stole a big time number. I can't believe this would stay at 5.5. So I'm going to put this in right now. Titans -5.5 to win one strip of bacon. I feel pretty good about that logic.
Yeah, I think that one moves to, if Wentz gets ruled out, I think it probably moves to 6.5. Probably
see, I think
could
it crosses.
Get to 7. I don't think it crosses.
I do.
Eason. Because I think that at the very least, the 5.5 has to have it baked in already.
That's where maybe you're right. See, to me,
it's like if Wentz were healthy, I think you're more likely to see it be at 4.5 or 5.
Interesting. Okay. No, that's a very fair point. I see that a little differently. I think the drop off.
I love the bet, though.
Is massive.
I love the bet because I don't think that there's any downside. There's no way that line's going differently. Even if they rule Wentz in, we know that he's not healthy.
Yeah, double sprained ankles. And like I said, Titans at home, I like them on paper, and now I'm getting kind of all the things that could break my way are only going to benefit me. So that's where I went. I went to a straight side. Are you going to something crazy? I know yesterday you did Mark Ingram Thursday Night Football. Where are you going today?
Okay, so continuing a theme, and is not the theme of going to the Las Vegas Raiders. That's not this week. I am going to an underdog, and it's looking very similar to last week. The Cincinnati Bengals +145 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bengals at PFF, 20th ranked offense. Steelers at PFF, dead last offense, 32nd. Bengals have the number 10 defense. Steelers 3rd. Steelers defense is legit. But you know what's not legit? Ben Roethlisberger. At PFF, among qualified passers for this season, Roethlisberger has the 3rd lowest offensive score at 55.4, only ahead of Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence. Normally, that's really good company. It's not in this particular case for Roethlisberger. The last time he was an average quarterback was the 2018 season. This is the same reasons that I liked the Raiders last week. And we're at a point right now, even coming off of a horrible knee injury, Joe Burrow is flat out better than Roethlisberger, and it's not even particularly close. I am worried about the Steelers D. Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, Joe Hayden, they've been incredible over these first 2 weeks. I put last week's loss more on the offense than the defense. So ultimately, I am just simply not a believer in this Steelers team because Ben Roethlisberger drives the biggest piece of winning for everything that they have going on. And I think he might actually be the worst starting quarterback in the league when everybody can bring their best. That's really problematic. So I see this as another spot where I can grab an underdog on the money line where I think the talent in the game is basically equal.
Bengals have been taking money, so I totally get it. This worked for you. You hit Raiders money line, which was a fantastic bet. Both teams, to me, offensive line issues. I worry about that for both of them, honestly. I think the Steelers can get after Burrow, but Deontay Johnson's a little banged up. The Steelers can't really run the ball. Big Ben does not look good. He's also hurt, too. You know, so I get it. I think this, I mean, look at the spread. The spread has been dropping all week already for the Bengals. And you seem to have a good eye. And that's a strategy that can be utilized. If you hone in on a team and you're saying the books are not adjusting, maybe it's the Steelers for you and you're just going to short them until everything catches up. All right.
But yet they beat Buffalo in week one.
So well, that yeah. I mean, that defense. Just shows it's a crazy, crazy situation, which what is why I didn't understand the Raiders last week. You did. Cash that ticket. All right. My last bet, my favorite bet of the week. Team is winless. Don't worry about it. They got it covered. The G-Men, -2.5 at home, -115. A, it's a great number. I think these will be gone. I think you're going to see threes going forward. That was step one. They play Atlanta. I think Atlanta's a fine team, I'll be honest. I really don't think they're an 0-2 team either. Both of these teams, I think, kind of got a raw deal here and there. But, all right, the Giants, step one. Played on Thursday. Nice long break for Saquon. I think that is very important. I expect a bigger workload for him. He is working back. Daniel Jones, as bad as he is at times, he also shows some real flashes of being a very competent dual threat quarterback. The guy was running wild against Washington. You get him. Hopefully they can get Tony more involved. You've got Galladay and Shepard on the outside. Evan Ingram is working back. I think if he is in the lineup, that is another boost for a Giants team that will have a distinct advantage over an Atlanta defense that's just flat out bad. I don't think there's really anything around that. And then on the other side, I still believe that Atlanta's offense is pretty potent, but Matt Ryan, I'm not going to say he's Big Ben because he's not, but at the same time, I think certainly his best days are behind him. He's got a lot of weapons, but I think the Giants defense is fine. They're not an elite unit by any stretch, but they're not a liability. Looking at what they've done in the first 2 weeks, nothing really stands out in a really brutal way, and that's fine with me. Middle of the pack in passing yards allowed per attempt. A little struggle with the rushing attempts. You know, they're giving up 5 yards per carry. The Falcons don't want to run the ball like that, though. Cordero Patterson and Mike Davis are not built for that type of workload anyway. So I look at this game at home. Both teams need it, have to have it. I think ultimately the Giants getting healthier, I trust you know, that Saquon will be even more involved here. It's kind of like an all-in situation. You don't want to go to 0-3. Love the number. They're going to get it done at home. So I'm going to take the Giants to win a strip of bacon.
I don't have much of a take. I prefer the Giants side, so I'm with you there. Daniel Jones was really good last week against the football team. So I don't have too much to add. If he can build on that, I think that's really big.
Long week. I really factored that in.
Scary game, man.
It's definitely a scary game, but I feel like that's a good number. I looked around. You know, there were some big-time spreads. You got the Jets at 11. I almost took the Lions +8, I'll be honest. But I felt, you know what? Let me get a team that's at home, a little more stabilized. I think they can win this game. And honestly, it's no shame to Atlanta. Another game I have a feeling we're going to look in where you say, wow, Atlanta's 0-3.
You don't want to be taking the Lions, man. My wife traded DeAndre Swift yesterday in her fantasy league, so we're selling. Wow. We're selling out on the Lions. That's all Tough I got. Team. Thank Tough you guys team. For joining us. This is the Breakfast Menu served up by BetMGM.